Time now on our pregame show to visit with Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the Beavers. Jim, you got outshot pretty handily yesterday, but you still generated 23 shots on goal, which is a fair amount of offense yet. How would limiting their offensive chances, though, increase your offense and give you guys a better chance of, you know, a 50-50 split in time of possession?
Oh, that's big time, Schultz. That's number one. And you know what? It starts with faceoffs, because that's the first battle of every shift, and I believe they are almost at 70%. So they're winning the first battle. They have puck possession. And in that first period in particular, we were doing a lot of chasing, a lot of watching, a lot of chasing. I think the attempts were 43-4 in the first period. So I think they ended up with over 100 attempts. You know, that's almost half of them in one period. So, you know, we definitely got better, but at the same time, you know, we still need to do more to make sure we have the puck on our stick more, which is going to generate more opportunities for us. Because, like you said, we still were able to get at least 23, and a lot of them were great ace. You know, we had a couple of real good looks in the second period to cut that lead to 3-2, and who knows, one of those goes in, it could have been a different game.
You're averaging about 3 power play opportunities per game. Yesterday, you had none. Are you moving your feet enough to generate penalties?
Well, that's a good point, particularly yesterday. I mean, obviously, when they had the puck as much as they did, that's a big part of it, because, you know, when you're the one doing all the chasing, it's tough to draw penalties. So, but I thought there were a few calls that certainly could. They admitted they missed the too many men on the ice penalty, but I think right before one of their goals, I thought there was a hook they could have called. But whatever. I mean, that's always going to happen every game. But you know, you bring up a good point. If we have the puck, if we're moving our feet, yeah, there's a lot better chance that we could draw penalties.
At the time of Paige Beebe's goal in the first, did you think you had kind of weathered the storm enough?
Well, we were kind of looking at each other like, you got to be kidding me. You know, with all the shots that they had, you know, Hannah making these big-time saves, you know, we were able to get one. And, you know, that's hockey. So, yeah, we were no question, we were hoping to get through that first period. You know, survive is the right terminology. If we could have survived that, the end of that first period at 1-1, who knows? But, a couple more breakdowns. And, again, everything that happened to us in terms of how the puck went in, obviously Minnesota created them, but there were things we could have done differently that could have prevented them. And that's obviously, the value of film work. And we went over that this morning. And now our challenge is to come out today and try to execute a lot better.
That was her third goal of the season. How has her game evolved now into her fifth year here?
She's been outstanding. She was so good yesterday in a lot of different areas, not just the goal. Should have been credited with an assist on the second goal. But just being really effective on the forecheck. She's so big and strong and powerful. And she plays hard and blocking shots, killing penalties, just a real valuable player for us. And I thought she was outstanding yesterday.
More with Coach Scanlon when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Jim Scanlon. Amy Potomac did what Amy Potomac does yesterday, Jim. How do you plan or hope to defend her a little better today?
Well, we have to be aware, she and nine, you know, they're such dynamic players. They come at you with a ton of speed, and that, you know, we just need to do a better job in the neutral zone slowing them down, Schultz. That's the bottom line. You can't let them come at you with a full head of steam, because that's really, really tough on your defense. So I have to be aware when they're on the ice, have to have real good sticks. I thought there was times when we did not cut their hands off very well. We did not have stick on puck very well. And again, those are little things. It's not skill related. It's a habit, it's a detail, and we just have to keep reinforcing it. And we need to be better in those areas. And if we are, that's certainly going to help us.
Hannah Hogenson played in her fourth straight game yesterday. She's at .929 on a save percentage and a .246 goals against. Which one of those two numbers impresses you the most?
Probably that first one. You know, to face the shots she's faced. You know, yesterday was over 50. She was outstanding last weekend. She gave us a chance at Ohio State. So she's put together four straight very, very impressive games, and she's given us a chance. Again, that's all, you know, we as coaches can ask of our goaltenders, and they've done that.
You've got Minnesota, Wisconsin, and then Duluth in 3 consecutive series. That's a tough stretch for anybody. How good is this group at sticking with the process? And, I mean, we're only 4 weeks into the season, not necessarily worried about what the scoreboard says yet.
Yeah, you know, first of all, thanks, WCHA schedulers. you know what? You got to take it one at a time. You got to take it one at a time. Today's another great opportunity. It's the challenge, and also the fun part of playing in this league, Schultz, is you're going toe to toe with the best, and certainly Minnesota's right there, and it's a great opportunity for us today to go out and get points, and you know, we'll worry about next week when it comes. But I really like this group's resiliency. They've shown that, you know, from day one. They showed it tremendously the last time after a tough outing against Ohio State. We came back Saturday with a better effort. And I thought last weekend we were good on Saturday again. So if we can keep that going, you know, I'd like to think today's going to be a good day for the Beavers.
You mentioned video work earlier in this interview. How is this group particularly good at watching film, taking what the coaching staff is telling you, and applying it in game two of a series?
Well, I think it's a generational thing. I think this generation just really enjoys watching video, and it's the social media aspect. Who knows? But they, to a player, they all like it. A lot of them say they're visual learners, and again, it's teaching moments. That's the thing we're trying to point out. And everybody's in the room watching. And they say, you know, it's tough maybe for that individual that's in that particular clip. In terms of what happened, but at the same time, everybody's learning it. And so far, they've done a tremendous job, and particularly our defensive core. And you've got five freshman defensemen out there, and this is their first go at a team like Minnesota and the speed that Taylor Heise and Amy Potter might bring at you. But you know what? They're gonna be better for it today.
I was just looking up after you and mentioned the face-off numbers in the first part of this interview. Taylor Heise yesterday, 16 of 18. That's a gaudy number. How can you, as a five-person group, help out to win or tie up that puck a little longer?
Well, I think number one, it starts with the linesman squaring her up, not allowing her to cheat so much, because she's cheating big time, and good for her, because that's, you're going to do it until they tell you not to do it. But she's halfway into the face-off circle when that thing starts. So our you know, we need to do a better job, obviously, just maybe tying up Trenton instead of trying to win it. But again, the face-off is all five players on their toes, not just the center against their center. We have to have all five players on our toes, ready to react. And that's just one facet of her game that makes her such a dangerous player. Again, we've got to be aware of it, and that's something we talked about. And I know our centers are ready for the challenge today.
Best of luck, Jim.
Thanks, Schulze.